And action. Welcome to another incredible episode of the Action Podcast. Today, we're on episode 87. That's right, folks, 87 of these bad boys. Nice. And we are going to be talking about a sneak preview. We saw The Beekeeper, which comes out this weekend. So we'll let you know whether or not you should check it out this weekend. Number two movie, which is currently number two in the box office, is Night Swim. It's another Blumhouse production. And third, we have Golden Globe nominee American Fiction, starring Jeffrey Wright. Fourth, we have another Golden Globe nominee, The Color Purple, which is a musical remake of the original directed by Steven Spielberg. The original is directed by Steven Spielberg. New one's directed by someone else. Fifth, we have Society of the Snow, which is on Netflix now, streaming now. This one, I believe the Venice Film Festival, or one was kind of a film festival darling, and now it's released in the United States on Netflix. We'll talk about that one. And then lastly, I was able to see a sneak preview of the movie called Origin, which is based on Isabella Wilkerson and how she wrote the book Cast. So let's get right into The Beekeeper. Pete, I'll start because I think I have a little bit better handle on this film, and then you can contribute at the end. How's that sound?
Sounds great.
Awesome. So The Beekeeper, this movie is directed by David Ayer. David Ayer, you may know him. He did Fury, the movie Fury. He also wrote Training Day. And then he also did Suicide Squad, the original Suicide Squad. And so,
Bright, which was quite good. Bright was the one with Jamie Foxx?
No, Will Smith.
Will Smith, right.
Yeah. He also did End of Watch as well. So David Ayer, very accomplished action director, very good with cinematography, music. Like he's a good director when it comes to a lot of different aspects of filmmaking. And so very curious when this came out, they're teaming up with Jason Statham. Jason Statham, obviously one of the better action guys of our generation, very good martial arts, all that good stuff. And, I really, really enjoyed this film. I think this is one of the more complete action films that we've had in a while. That's not, you know, some sort of superhero or previous IP. I mean, this is definitely kind of threw me back a little bit. I felt like I was watching almost like an old Bruckheimer kind of action film where, you know, the music was good, really good storyline, almost kind of like an Enemy of the State, if you will. I think that's my comp for it. I don't think it's as good as Enemy of State, but I think it's right there.
Where I liked your comp. I liked your comp of John Wick. You know, there's a huge element of that sort of that you can see a mythology in creation. Yeah. You know, they have to keep going with this property. I think they could squeeze a couple more out of this. I think it's that good.
Yeah. Yeah. I think what made this real strong though, and again, this would be my only trepidation on that, is the setup was really good. And, you know, are you able to recreate that with still giving Jason Statham, just kind of like Enemy of the State, right? Which is, how do you recreate that and create the stakes that are so high that he is so personally attached without just making it a pure action movie? So that would be my only trepidation on it. Would I spend some time thinking about how to do it? Absolutely. Because I agree with you. There's a lot of great elements to it. I could definitely see a prequel. That to me would be, but then I don't know if Statham would be in, actually, no, you can still put him involved in it. But I think that's where I think more you can go with it versus you could maybe do something afterwards. But again, the stakes were great in this movie. Really good setup. You really hated the villains and, you know, which is always a really key aspect of it. Like you wanted to see Jason Statham kick everyone's ass in this one.
Right.
He did a really good job of building up your anger and hate in this. And I highly, highly recommend it. Fun movie to watch. You can go with the fellas. You can even take this on a date if you're a girl or guy likes, you know, action movies. But this is a fun movie that is well made.
Right. And full disclosure, I'm about halfway through my advanced screener of this movie, so I don't have an idea about how it ends, and please don't tell me and spoil it for me. You know, I think that I know I just compared it to, or it reminds me of like a John Wick sort of universe. Yeah,
I think that's a really good comp as well.
It's good, but then, you know, I was thinking about John Wick and that it's, you know, the idea of him just going on, like, his tipping point was the death of his dog, right? They killed his dog. Like, that was the tipping point that, like, gave him that purpose and that anger, you know, because of what the dog meant to him. And so there was real feeling behind it, and you kind of understood. I didn't think they did a good job of this movie of letting you care that much about Felicia Rashad enough to warrant him going off on this murderous rampage. Like, I think if they would have spent just maybe another minute or two of really developing something with them, it might have helped. You know, and I forget the last movie that Statham did, where they basically, he never got touched by anybody. Like, he just kicked butt and never got touched one time. I'm seeing that again in this one. At least in John Wick, he got hurt and was messed up and was feeling tons of pain throughout. And the only thing I really didn't like about this movie was the replacement beekeeper, that girl who just came out of nowhere. She was so over the top. And I think that could have been a moment of, like, they could have done that a little bit more serious, and I think it would have had more of an impact. But I love Jason Statham. I'm loving this movie so far. Yeah. I would recommend, this is a go Friday night and see this movie. It's fantastic. Great action, good acting too. It's fantastic.
And I do agree with your point on the other beekeeper.
That's the replacement.
I would almost, like, I think it would have been awesome to have a named person, kind of like, you know, how Expendables would do that. And it's like, oh, Mel Gibson's the guy, or Bruce Willis is the guy, like somebody that has real star power that's down to do a cool cameo. Like, even, I don't know if they're friends or not, but it would have been awesome if it was like Keanu Reeves, you know what I mean? And that was a replacement.
Yeah. Like, but I mean, even like in The Matrix, like, you know, when he's fighting Agent Smith isn't this over the top, off the wall villain who's zany and annoying.
Yeah, the tone didn't fit.
It took me out of the moment.
Yeah, it was a little video game.
Leading up to that moment and then everything after, it just breaks everything up. And that was a mistake, but whatever. But it's a great
movie. Yeah, those are little nitpicky things, but
nitpicky.
Ultimately, go see this movie again. Coming out this weekend, and I'm pretty sure, like I said, this is popcorn flick here that I think is well made. So
yeah, you're gonna eat the whole bucket.
Yeah. All right. Next, we have Night Swim. I have not seen this yet, Pete. I might see this tonight, but we're doing this podcast now, so
yeah. I mean, listen, you know, at some point, I think Blumhouse needs to start looking at their content a little bit more. And, you know, the great stuff about the early days of Blumhouse was that, like, there was real effort in being scary and just messing you up, and story. Now if I feel like every other week there's a Blumhouse produced movie, and I get the model, like, you know, the money that they're generating, and they probably don't spend a lot of money on these movies. And so they're all making money. So you can't really argue the formula. And I think it's proper.
But you make up a good point. What you don't want to do is do what Marvel did, and you dilute the brand so much to where now it's like, I don't know. Whereas before, it's like, dude, everything's a hit, and it's really just maintaining that status quo. I mean, this has a 5 on IMDb, so sounds like, you know, you're spot on in terms of review.
That's fair. It's not great. It was directed by Bryce McGuire, who did the short, Night Swim, which I didn't know it was a short before I saw this. Maybe should have stayed a short, because it just went on and on, and at
it
some
feels point, like a short though. It feels like a 30-minute movie that.
Yeah, I mean, the premise is, so there's an ex-ball player who gets like MS or something, and he's gradually deteriorating or whatever, and this pool that they buy that's a part of a house, for some reason, is almost like a fountain of youth, and it starts to regenerate his body to make him, you know, healthy again. However, you know, there's a price to pay for, you know, being fixed up like that, and, you know, that price is, we're going to try to kill your family and anybody who jumps in the pool. It takes a long time to get to a certain moment, and then it just gets stupid.
Yeah,
I wouldn't recommend seeing. I mean, go see it just if you really need to see it tonight. But if you didn't see it, you're not really missing out on anything. Kerry Condon's in it, who I love. I think she's really great. And she plays the wife. Speaks in a total American accent. You have no idea that it's Kerry Condon. I'm like, I know this girl, but the English accent, the American accent threw me off.
Yeah,
I was used to seeing the Banshees version. But yeah, I don't know. Blumhouse is just they got to pull it back a little bit. It's starting to get silly.
Yeah, for sure. All right, next, let's move on to American Fiction. Like I mentioned, this was at a few nominations in the Golden Globes.
Yep.
This is directed by Cord Jefferson. He has done... Well, he's written... He was part of the Watchmen, the series. And he also... Master of None, if you've heard of that. So he's got some chops. This, of course, stars Jeffrey Wright. Erica Alexander's in this from, I don't know if you remember her from Cosby Show fame.
Yeah.
Adam Brody, Keith David, Sterling K. Brown in this. He's excellent in this movie. But I've been telling people.
He's always good, though.
Yeah. Watch the trailer because you'll learn kind of the tone of this movie. And if you dig the trailer, I think you'll absolutely love the movie. This is one of the few movies where it's like the trailer nailed everything. I really, really enjoyed this movie. If this won Best Musical Comedy, like if it won the Golden Globe, I would totally be okay with that. Like this was well deserving of the nomination. I hope it gets nominated for Best Picture. I think it's that good. This is a very poignant film, but it's also hilarious. And, you know, it's got a little like, I'm going to say Bad Santa only because it's like,
That's an interesting comp. The
only reason why I'm saying that is that's not a great comp, by the way. But there's just aspects of the character where it's like they're so bad they're good in a way. Mm. And Jeffrey Wright's character is not like a bad guy, but sometimes his behavior is a little rough around the edges. I'm trying to think of another where it's just a guy's very free spoken and says kind of whatever he feels. And again, Sterling K. Brown in this is hilarious and great. This is a movie that's just really well done where it's a team effort that makes this movie great. I mean,
well,
good side characters all around, really good story.
I haven't seen this yet, but this was one of those movies that kind of came out of left field just as the Golden Globes were kind of like we were a few weeks away, and then started hearing more about this is nominated and Best Picture and this is Best Actor and
yeah.
Sure, like this is like the dark horse almost. It didn't win, but
it's not every theater, that's why.
Yeah, it got some real love right towards the end. I think that's Foreign Press versus the Writers Guild and the Directors Guild and the Screen Actors Guild, right? Like those are the ones who are gonna be doing Oscar, and I think this one's gonna have a ton of nominations.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah,
next we have the movie The Color Purple, which, like I mentioned before, this is a remake of the original. The original is kind of a mixed bag in terms of its reception. There is some praise for it because it's a good story, but Steven Spielberg directed it, and it's not his best film because it's not really subject matter that he's good with. You know, you've seen that, like, Spielberg has kind of a wheelhouse, and when he sticks to that, his movies are good. When he kind of steps out of that his movies don't always maintain the proper energy or coherency. And so I heard good things going into this movie. People were saying it's really well done. And I think it lived up to that hype. I don't know if I've seen the original, or at least I don't remember seeing the original. I might have seen some of it, but I do think it sounds like this new version really works better than the original. I think the musical format was a great decision for this. I thought this movie had great songs.
The first one wasn't a musical, right?
First one's straight up. But that's what I'm saying. There's some heavy elements to it. And I'm happy that this movie didn't go soft either. Like, you know, there's some hard moments in this movie. And I love that because I think it added to the emotion and the drama element to it. But then again, I think with the musical element to it as well, it really helped make this a very appetable story where it's entertaining and exciting. And I just, again, overall, I thought this movie did a really good job. This is all the elements of filmmaking. I think, you know, great costume design, production design, cinematography, the music. I really enjoyed the music. And this is, you know, I don't remember the last time we're talking about multiple musicals being really good, but this is almost like the year of the musical. There's been several good musicals now, and I think this falls in line, and I would not be surprised if it gets some Oscar love as well.
Get some love. Yeah.
So check it out. Still in theaters here and there. So check it out if you can.
Great.
Next, we have on Netflix, Society of Snow. And like I mentioned, this is Spain's nomination for the Oscars, I believe. This got a 7.9 on IMDb. This is directed by J.A. Bayona. And he did a movie called The Impossible. He was also part... He did Jurassic World, Penny Dreadful. I mean, he's done some things. This guy's a very good director.
Yeah.
Let me see where I can find it. All right. Well, Pete, go ahead and give your review, and I'll give some of the technical aspects of it.
Right. This is some would call this a remake, even though it's not. It's there was an original movie called Alive back in the 2000s, maybe.
1993.
Yeah, the 90s with Ethan Hawke. And it's about a Uruguayan rugby team and a few other passengers who were on a flight that went down in the Andes Mountains in 1972, a real life story. The Ethan Hawke version was based on a book written by one of them. This is another book based on another book that was written. So two similar stories, two different books. The beauty of this movie, and 7.9 is 100% accurate, this is a fantastic movie. This director really kind of brought you inside a lot of the moments that are very tough to swallow. And if you pardon the pun, because they have to eat each other. This delves really deep into survival and what would you do if you were in this situation where there was just no food anywhere, and then there was all these dead bodies and cannibalism. But you know, this movie has so much heart and so much sadness all wrapped up into one. And this director really brought you inside and made it very claustrophobic at moments where you really felt trapped with these poor souls. And I didn't remember the original one and how they actually finally got rescued, and I don't believe that the original one portrayed the ending the way that this one did, but they didn't do a whole big
the original I believe followed the guys on their trek to Chile. So this one,
what is this one? This one,
no, I know, this, but this one kind of cuts away from it. And you're back.
Yeah, because it still keeps you on both. Still keeps on both sides. What I loved about this one is that they gave you a little bit more time, a little bit of breathing room at the very beginning before the flight. And they got you really kind of into the situation and the characters and the excitement and the life behind these people. And then at the end of the movie, they really kind of explored and let you see sort of the aftermath and their recovery, not the recovery itself, but, you know, into the hospital and what these guys who actually survived and what they went through, the fact that they were still alive, the fact that there were so many people that they loved that were gone. There were so many moments. I think I texted you. I had to stop a few times, and thank God it was a streaming movie, because like a couple of times I just had to stop. I'm like, I don't know if I could take much more of this. It's really grueling. But it's really well done. It's such a good movie. But man, oh man, the subject matter is tough, man.
Yeah.
Fantastic movie.
Yeah, for sure.
One of my favorites.
Yeah, I definitely enjoyed it. I can see again why it was getting the hype. A really good foreign film. And this is, like I mentioned, this is Spain's submission for best international film for the 2024 Olympics. So Oscars. I don't think it's going to win anything in the Olympics.
I don't think it's going to win any events at the Olympics.
No. I don't think it's got good shot at Javelin.
Actors were really great too. Like nobody again was over the top. Everyone was pretty.
Yeah. I think you nailed everything. Here. I don't really need to add much because I think you really, really.
Captured. It was a sincere movie and it was
very sincere, very honest, very truth. Even the plane crash scene was just absolutely brutal and well done. And you're just, there's out loud things that I would.
On the avalanche sequence was just like, oh my God, like what else? Like what else?
But check it out. Again, honestly, guys, we're not giving anything spoiler. This story is pretty famous. Yeah. That's like saying, you know, I didn't know the Titanic sank. This is the movie's kind of thing. You know, they go to cannibalism. Like that was, you know, that going into the movie. So this is not, we're not spoiling anything. So if you hate us for it, get over it. Awesome. So check it out on Netflix now.
If you hate us, comment below. I mean, please.
Yeah, please comment below. Okay. And then lastly is a movie called Origin. So I thanks to my AMC pass, I was able to see, they called it like Screen something. I don't know, but you don't know the movie that you go see. So you go buy a ticket. They give you the rating and then basically time length. And then you go see a movie and you don't know what you're going to see. And so I feel like I saw the trailer of this, but I didn't know what I was watching initially. I also got in a little late. So I was like, oh, I have no idea what this movie is. So it was kind of interesting at first, but this movie takes you on the journey of like an author that kind of has this idea, but doesn't really know how to get there. So it's really kind of this investigative journey of an author that has an idea in her head, but needs to kind of go and learn to see if it's basically a thesis, you know, and you need to prove your thesis type of a thing. So you kind of go on this journey of learning along with the author. But at the meanwhile, though, she's also dealing with a lot of personal issues as well. So it's really got this wonderful balance of, you know, human drama as well as just these captivating kind of thesis. And you're learning that as well. And so in her book, the book is called Cast. And ultimately what she had this idea that the like American kind of slavery system, she thought there could be a correlation with how like the Nazis imprisoned and ultimately the genocide of Jews. Like there were similarities there, but then she also researched the country of India, Indian class systems. And then there's another one, I believe, I forget, but ultimately she studies multiple different kind of things and is trying to find this ultimate thesis of hers, but it's really, really well done. I think this is a very important film because what I liked about it is, you know, she asked questions, but then she would go kind of research that. And, you know, sometimes films like this can be kind of real in your face, like, this is my point, and it throws up on you. Whereas this one kind of allows everything to play out, and it's more on the educational side versus like, here's my point and blah, blah, blah. And I thought it was really well done. The music I thought was fantastic. There are some great montage scenes that I thought really were effective. But you know, the line, Ava DuVernay is the director of this one. I probably should have said that earlier. This already has a 6.7 ranking. I think this movie was on the film festival circuit, which is why it has the ratings, but I don't think it's been released yet. I think, like I said, whether you agree with her thesis or not, I still think it's good as a society to even just, again, question and explore. And whether it's right or wrong or you disagree, it's still, I think, good to ingest information. And so, but I thought this movie was, again, also entertaining and enjoyable as well. I'm not usually a big on social commentary films, but I thought this film did a very good job of being very fair and providing an argument.
I'm seeing that it might come out around the 19th. So you saw it super early. Well done.
Yeah. So ultimately check it out. Again, I thought it was very good. And again, if you also want to read her book, the book's already out, came out in 2020. So
sweet. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, that's going to wrap it up for this episode. Next on tap for next week, we have Mean Girls, which is this one's a musical remake, correct, Pete?
Is it a musical? I didn't hear that. I haven't heard a lot about it.
Except I thought it was a musical remake. I thought it was based off the musical of Mean Girls. I don't know. I could be 100% wrong. And then on Netflix, starring Kevin Hart, will be the movie called Lift, which comes out on Friday. Mm-hmm. And then lastly, The Book of Clarence is also coming out. That movie looks good. And that will be out in theaters on Friday as well. So we will be checking those out. And yeah, make sure you like, share, subscribe. Check out our other episodes as well. We have a Golden Globes preview. The Golden Globes are already over, but we do a preview and then we'll do a follow-up on that as we do who won and all that good stuff. And we'll do that coming out as well. And then make sure you check out Paul's Movie Classics. Last week we did The Killing, and upcoming we have Thunderbolt and Lightfoot. That's directed by Michael Cimino. Clint Eastwood's in that one. Jeff Bridges. It's an old classic. So if you want to join that journey with us as well, make sure you do that. So with that, Pete, that's going to wrap it up. And that is a cut. Thanks, guys.